Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3132. You Can Write and Embody a New Story for Your Life, by Krista O'Reilly Davidegui of alifeinprogress.ca. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you articles to help bring a bit more positivity, happiness, and motivation to your day. So now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. You Can Write and Embody a New Story for Your Life, by Krista O'Reilly Davidegui of alifeinprogress.ca. I saw myself carrying sloppy buckets of joy, one in each hand. They splashed over onto my bare feet as I slowly walked up the grassy path. Moments before, I saw in my mind's eye a big gaping wound being stitched up and heard the clear, resounding thought, "This is no longer your story. You will write a new story." I realized with a tinge of self-doubt and a profound sense of awe that I had become a joy carrier, an imperfect and beautiful carrier of messy, hopeful, life-giving joy. How is that possible? In the midst of struggle, I learned that I am enough. In the past 7 years, I returned to school, started writing, launched babies into the world as I launched a new business, struggled with fear, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts, but also learned to ask for help and advocate for my needs. I walked through surgery, chronic pain, and was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. I practiced embracing the truth of what I want, honored my writing, and learned to shore up leaky boundaries. I've buried people I love, said yes to adventure, worked really hard, and gave myself permission to rest. I've put down deep, strong roots of self-awareness and self-compassion. And I picked up joy along the way, enough to share. What happens when you're thirsty and dip into the bucket of joy is that you come up not just quenched, but awake. You awaken to an important truth, a life-altering, mind-bending, heart-healing truth. You are enough. You are messy and imperfect and sometimes afraid because you're human and still learning and growing. And also, you are enough. You struggle and question and wrestle, and some weeks alternate between big belly laughs and broken ugly sobs, and it's all okay. You're in a season of hard transition and trying to find your way again, or you've never really known who you are and what you want. Messy and still enough. You are beautiful and gifted and uniquely wired. You're lovable and you merit space on this earth. You are messy and beautiful and yes, you are enough. It's a message that's been circling for years now. You may even feel a little tired of it, yet it bears repeating till the cows come home. It seems to me that every one of my clients and class participants with their varied life experiences, personalities, and personal challenges need to hear this. If you're still learning this, you're certainly not alone. We need to move this truth from our head to our heart and keep watering it until it lives deeply rooted in our bodies. You are enough. You are enough. you are exceedingly more than enough. You can build a joy-filled, purposeful life and define what enough looks and feels like for yourself. You can stop comparing and measuring yourself up against other people or against your own graceless, impossible standards. You can own your long-held dream and offer your small gifts. The essential work is to learn you're capable of showing up and doing hard things. This is more important than accomplishing anything or hitting a particular goal. You can realize there is room for you here. You can honor your writing and leverage your strengths. You don't have to look like anyone else or know for sure where you're heading. You can be raw and real. It is enough. You can learn to put down strong, healthy roots of self-awareness and self-compassion. When we decide to love ourselves, we can love others well and affect change. You can finally tell the truth about what you want and learn to love yourself well, shift course, let go of what no longer serves, and build a joyful, purposeful life. You can forgive yourself for doing your imperfect best and shake off all the self-judgment and critical thoughts and realize that today, this simple, ordinary, beautiful day is a fresh start. You can loosen your grip on what you thought your life would look like, open wide to joyful possibility, and decide to show up every day determined, stubborn, and full of excitement. You can embrace that a full, beautiful life is also sometimes a stressful or uncertain one, that perfection and arriving are never the goal. Today is the only real promise we have, saying yes to joy. I have no idea where the next 7 years or the next 7 days will lead. That isn't my business. My business is to decide that I will show up and the mindset with which I'll show up. And that when life feels hard and I forget I am loved and needed, I will show up anyway. And I get to choose joy every day. If you're here, then I believe you're looking for something, maybe freedom or self-compassion, or maybe you want to learn to dance with fear. Perhaps you're seeking joy. Maybe you realize you are ready to write a new story. Step out onto the path with me and see where it leads. We can invite joy to come along as our faithful companion. You just listened to the post titled, "You Can Write and Embody a New Story for Your Life" by Krista O'Reilly Davidegee of alifeinprogress.ca. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Krista. She had a note added to this post, so I'll share that now. Quote, edited to add, "Not longer after I wrote this post, my son tried to die for the first time. We fought alongside him for life. We were in a traumatic car accident. My son ended his life. COVID hit. I lived 17 months with PTSD and severe panic disorder. And somehow, I'm still standing and breathing and carrying around these sloppy buckets of joy. There is enough to share." End quote. That is a lot to go through. We've all experienced challenges and hardships, but imagine going through all of those things within a relatively short period of time, not to mention all the other things she went through that she didn't mention in this post or that she did too, and still saying, "I'm still standing and breathing and carrying around these sloppy buckets of joy. There is enough to share." Don't forget that things could always be worse, but not only that, but when it feels like it's the worst of times, it can be better too. It's really a conscious choice, despite the difficulty and challenge of that choice. Hopefully Chris's perspective can help today. So have a joyful day. I appreciate you being here and listening every day. Thank you for that. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.